Introduction. Field Manual FM 3-60 describes the tactics, techniques, and procedures associated with effectively applying a targeting methodology to integrate and synchronize capabilities to create desired effects on targets and enable positions of relative advantage during the conduct of operations. Targeting is critical to synchronize operations from competition to crisis and into armed conflict. During worldwide staffing of the FM 3-60, significant input was received with valuable recommendations from the force. The Army Multi-Domain Targeting Center, AMTC, in conjunction with the Directorate of Training and Doctrine, DOTD, Intelligence Center of Excellence, ICO, and the Combined Arms Doctrine Directorate, CAD, collectively revised the FM to ensure we captured all force requirements, concerns, and recommendations. Army targeting, fed by focused intelligence support, is critical to operational success. Some of the new doctrinal aspects of FM 3.0 drive the need for a sophisticated targeting effort. For example, Army forces must account for the three dimensions, physical, information, and human, of the operational environment and nested decisive points and effects to execute an effective targeting methodology across the strategic contexts. Detailed intelligence on the operational environment supports detailed targeting. Key elements of this revision are: emphasizes targeting as an operations integrating process, focuses on echelon-specific requirements, introduces operational framework, introduces intelligence support to targeting appendix, reintroduces target types and a codified list of desired effects, which will enhance the ability to articulate intent. Added information on the assessment working group within the targeting process, as assessments are the foundation of effective targeting. Aligns the Army's targeting manual with FM 3.0 operations and JP 3-60 joint targeting. FM 3-60 is designed to be applicable and useful to all members of the Army profession. This includes commanders, staffs, leaders, and targeting team members of a theater Army, Corps, Division, and Brigade. The publication also provides the foundation for Army training and education curricula on targeting. FM 3-60 describes how targeting is conducted at echelon as part of a joint or multinational force. This publication addresses targeting requirements and processes in support of the Army targeting methodology of Decide, Detect, Deliver, and Assess, D3A, and the integration of the joint targeting cycle as needed to support operations. Targeting is a command responsibility that requires participation of key members of both the coordinating and special staffs. The intent of this version is to provide targeting teams at echelon an easy-to-use and valuable resource that is relevant to individual needs. We are striving to ensure this release is applicable to the changing environment, useful at echelon, and most importantly, provides the doctrinal foundation expected from a targeting FM. Although the Army faces a substantial amount of change through the transition from counterinsurgency to large-scale combat and multi-domain operations, it is imperative that we emphasize the effectiveness of the targeting process and the requirement to plan early. Using the targeting process effectively and efficiently will enable targeting teams to set conditions during planning and minimize unplanned or unanticipated targets from derailing friendly schemes of maneuver or impacting the ability to achieve the commander's intent. The commander establishes the environment that determines the quality of the targeting effort, and targeting often determines the commander's success or failure. The focus of this publication is on the targeting process from brigade to theater level. The targeting methodology is not new or revolutionary. It consists of time-tested techniques organized in a systematic framework. Emerging organizations, all domain concepts, and large-scale combat operational considerations are also presented. FM 3-60 has been updated to reflect current changes in terminology and techniques used for targeting. FM 3-60 contains 5 chapters and 9 appendices. Chapter 1 discusses the targeting guidelines and philosophy associated with targeting techniques and general responsibilities of targeting personnel. Chapter 2 discusses the Army targeting process relating to lethal and non-lethal effects. It discusses the D3A methodology and the integration and synchronization with maneuver forces. Chapter 3 discusses targeting at the brigade level to include battlefield framework, functions, planning, and battle rhythm synchronization. Chapter 4 discusses targeting at the division and corps level to include battlefield framework, functions, planning, and battle rhythm synchronization. Chapter 5 discusses targeting at the theater level to include battlefield framework, functions, planning, and battle rhythm synchronization. Appendix A provides a comprehensive checklist for decide, detect, deliver, and assess. Appendix B provides an overview of intelligence support to targeting. Appendix C provides a table of desired effects and the desired outcomes and target categories. Appendix D provides an example of targeting tools and formats. Appendix E provides targeting working group and targeting coordination board individual responsibilities and examples of battle rhythm products. Appendix F provides examples of a target information folder. Appendix G provides example of a Carver target value analysis tool. Appendix H describes target numbering procedures. Appendix I describes alternate targeting methodologies.